one of the best ways to help low and middle income households, both in the near term and in the long run, is by significantly boosting our investment in and modernizing transportation infrastructure. And I think that comes about in a couple ways. The first is, of course, we're in a very severe jobs crisis right now. This is the short term. We need to create about 11 million jobs just to get back to where we were before the recession in terms of the unemployment rate, which was at a not so great 5% as it was. So even if you just created jobs at the same ratio as the overall economy, that would still really help low-income households because they have suffered so much in the current recession. But it goes actually beyond that, because transportation investments actually provide jobs that disproportionately benefit the people who have been hardest hit by the recession. If you look at direct and indirect jobs from a transportation investment, over half of them go to workers that have a high school degree or less. And that group has an unemployment rate that's much higher than the national unemployment rate. You've got the same thing for Hispanic communities as well, which get about a third higher share of the jobs created from transportation investments than the overall economy. And they as well have high unemployment rates, higher than the national population, beyond just in the job creation, which is certainly very important. But I think that if we just focus on job creation, we take our eye off the ball. We actually are creating a more efficient and modernized transportation infrastructure, and that leads to lower household costs, that leads to lower business costs, that leads to lower poverty, that leads to greater health and less asthma and a variety of other benefits that I think really go to addressing a lot of the difficulties that low and middle income households face.